What's up, everybody, and welcome back to The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast.
Someone is pissed.
I am pissed. I don't even care about giving our names. Who cares? Who cares who we are?
Yeah.
I was just rewatching the episode again, and you know we're watching that. Well, we're not. We're not watching.
I was listening.
You were listening in because we just got on Skype and everything to start our podcast. And I'm seeing the end again. It's not the very end. It's the before the Daryl shenanigans at the very end.
Yeah.
It was the whole Maggie thing.
Yeah.
And
Maggie's getting that haircut. That was great. You know, they were bonding. Everything is wonderful. And then she starts having contractions.
Yeah, starts having pains. And this is some fucking bullshit. I am upset because we've had to deal with Judith on the show for how many seasons now?
I don't know. I think she's like five years old.
She's like 10 years old at this point. Judith is literally 100 years old.
And yeah, it's so true. But she's still got a baby body, which is really weird.
Yeah, and she's got a baby body and everything. But we've had to deal with her storylines on the show. Not necessarily her storylines. It's not like baby Judith is, you know, going out on runs and picking up supplies and taking out saviors.
She never leaves the group.
Yeah, she never leaves the
group.
And
makes everyone go get her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she only left the group when Tyrese was around. But what I'm annoyed with, we have the possibility of not only losing my favorite character on the freaking show, and that's Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the other possibility of losing his freaking beautiful baby.
Yeah.
That's going to have the most perfect skin of all time. You combine his Korean genes with Maggie's
Southern
jeans. I don't know, whatever she is. I guess she's from Georgia. With the London accent. But I'm annoyed. How much more pain and sorrow can you put the freaking...
I think Robert Kirkman is a bastard. I think he wants to kill us. I think he does. I think he's giggling his ass off while he slowly rips our skin off.
But the poor Greens. Holy hell. What did the Greens do in a past life? What did they do? We've lost Beth.
What about this? We freaking lost
Herschel. We lost the random people we didn't really get to know. But in the comic books, there's like 50 freaking Greens.
It's a whole herd.
Yes.
What if Maggie starts having contractions and goes into labor and somehow dies having this miscarriage?
Oh, geez.
Maybe that's what made Andrew Lincoln sick. Maybe that's why Lauren Cohan said, you know, the word finale has a real horrible
meaning for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like the triple finale. It's Glenn's getting killed off, Maggie's getting killed off, baby's getting killed off. I mean, that would be certainly a sadistic finale, but it wouldn't be a finale that I would care to see. That to me doesn't drive the story along whatsoever. That's just like misery porn right there.
Well, and that's what I'm really afraid that there's a possibility that that's kind of what we're going to get in this season finale. I mean, you know, when Herschel died, it was a somewhat life-affirming thing, just because, you know, he was watching Rick come up with the right answers towards the governor, and he was feeling, you know, really proud for him and everything. So, I mean,
it wasn't like something that they just did there was definitely no shock value in it. It wasn't something that they just did to pull in viewership. It had a very significant meaning with all of the characters in the show. It moved the story forward. It definitely affected Rick very deeply. I mean, when we saw him, he struggled for quite a bit after that death. I mean, not only the fact that he was barely able to walk for most of the episodes afterwards, but just how much Herschel's death hurt him. afterwards and kind of changed his philosophies on a lot of things. I mean, that's what basically set Rick down the deep, dark road that he's been on for the last couple of seasons now. I mean, I think, you know, of course, Terminus, Carl almost getting raped.
Yeah.
And then Terminus just, I mean, that was it. He's just like, man, screw this. I'm going to murder
everybody, dies.
Out of everybody that I see. No life is precious for Rick Grimes. But man, that's gonna piss me off I get it. I get that the children are our future in the zombie apocalypse, kind of like what was her name? Wasn't Paula, it was Paula's friend. I don't know, Tina. Let's just go with Tina.
You mean Shell?
Shell. Michelle. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shell. Mm-hmm. I think she worked better as a Tina to me, but
okay.
But we'll go with Shell. We'll go with Shell.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be all super picky and give her like real name and all that.
And I get that. I get what Shell was saying. All you know that's the future. I mean, I guess maybe Paula said it, and Shelley just kind of confirmed it with Maggie and everything. And I get that, but to me, and this is okay. I'm gonna throw the spoiler out there because. We got in a little hot water because we spoiled something from the comic book like that happened, I don't know, before issue 100, which is like the big issue that we're getting to in next week's finale. But this is a slight spoiler alert. I'm just going to throw this out there. I think I can remember correctly that Maggie does have the baby in the comic books. She has a baby in the comic books. I'm forgetting because it's been a long time since I read those issues. Which I actually just read issue 153 and it was really freaking good. But it meant so much more to the group whenever with this.
Oh, of course.
And now, you know, two babies.
I mean,
are they saying it's like just less significant? So that's why they're like, ah, damn. We didn't take Judith out when we were supposed to from the comic book storyline, and we didn't want to do that. Maybe at the time, I'm guessing at the time, maybe they were a little bit more fearful for getting canceled or something. I don't know because, you know, if what happens in the comic books happens next week on the show, I mean, it's one of the most brutal things I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
So that would have been a show winner.
Let me ask you, well, I think by now they're feeling fairly confident in viewership. And, you know, obviously they sell the crap out of all those commercials that they run constantly during the show.
Even though one of the guys the guy that reviews The Walking Dead on HitFix said he's done. He's never watching The Walking Dead after next week's finale. He says
that's
anymore. He's blah, blah, blah.
But my question to you, would you quit watching?
No. Would I quit?
Why is this dude?
Wait. Would I quit watching if they did that and they killed off Maggie, the baby, and Glenn?
Right.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't quit watching, but I might hold like a
grudge.
I would definitely hold a grudge. I might, you know, that might be the moment where I become one of those weirdos and I go down to Sonoy and I hold up a sign. Outside of I think they're North Carolina Studios or something. I don't know. I can't remember the name of their studios. You know, have you ruined my life?
Yeah.
That would be my sign. Maybe I could come up with something more creative by that time.
I'm sure you could.
I'd work on it.
Sure. Yeah.
I would at least give it a few minutes.
Yeah.
You know, try to be very creative with my
sign. Yeah.
But I think you ruined my life kind of gets the point across right there and shows that
a loser.
Yeah, you might be a little bit odd if it ruined your life. but
why did the dude say that he's not going to watch anymore? I mean, does he not know what happens in the comic?
No, No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. And obviously, I don't agree with this person not watching the show anymore. I think that's more kind of. Out to get people to read your story and everything, because this isn't the first time that somebody's came out and
I know, like
last season with Game of Thrones, it was such a big hubbub. I am quitting Game of Thrones. I get it. Game of Thrones gets a little too rapey from time to time. It's a little awkward that they've kind of gone back to that on the. I guess it's more awkward on the show because you're seeing it visually. In the books, it happens all the time from what I can remember. And I've only read up to book, the end of book three, but it was a pretty normal occurrence. And on the show, it's probably happened, let's just say, 3 or 4 times. And so people were like, I'm quitting the show. This is bullshit. He's basically saying that he is going to quit the show because of these last two episodes being so idiotic in the sense of the characters' actions. And he feels that everything has just basically been contrived in order to get us to the Negan introduction, which okay. I will slightly agree with him.
I will say if we do a top three, my top three is kind of based on his feelings there.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's not the strongest episode this week. Mm-mm. Like, and last week was not either. And it is a little weird that we had, I mean, just to me, just phenomenal, best stuff we'd seen on The Walking Dead ever for like 4 or 5 straight episodes, at least 4 straight episodes, I guess. 9 through 13, I thought were super strong. Now, some people didn't feel as good about episode 13, the Carol and Maggie episode. I thought it was an excellent episode. I thought it was really neat how they and I hate to say this because I feel like this is weird to say this, but I liked how they just focused on the women in the episode because it is very interesting. You think about it in times.
Oh my God.
I know, but you think about it. Okay, like I find it very interesting when you hear these stories about World War I and World War II, where basically the women, they took over the U.S.
They did. You know, it would have fallen apart had it not been for the women taking
over.
Yeah,
and yes. it's very cool. Like if you run across one like a story about somebody, some individual, some woman that did these amazing things during that time frame, one because it wasn't like they had a whole lot of opportunities when the men were around. I mean, there weren't jobs for women that they could do whenever the war was going on, or jobs that they could do now. But it's just very interesting. So to me, it was a really cool episode getting to see the zombie apocalypse from that point of view.
Okay, let me just say this.
Right ahead,
we say this when it's a guy-focused episode? That, yay, guys, we have an episode about them, and isn't that wonderful that they get a whole episode to themselves? What the fuck?
That's why I don't like saying it.
Well,
it's not my God. Which actually I did say that whenever it was the Rick and Daryl episode, so there in your face.
We talked about you know that it was nice that we got Rick and Daryl in a nice, you know, buddy picture, but you didn't say it's nice when they focus just on the two men.
It was because it was a romance and it was nice.
It was nice, but I don't think your main focus was the fact that it was two guys or two zombie fighters with penises. You know, I mean, it's like, God.
Penis wars in the zombie apocalypse. You're right. You're right. And that's why I'm saying maybe, you know, in 2016,
dickish sexist move. Yeah.
I don't feel like that it's dickish because I do find that it's interesting because in the zombie apocalypse, all roles are changed in life.
Well, I mean, it is nice that they quit washing clothes long enough to go out and fight some people. I mean, you're right.
Shut your face. Oh, my gosh. I'm not Ed, damn it. What did Ed say in that episode?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't remember.
He said something that was like the most, the perfect sexist thing to say in that moment. It was, you know, stop flapping your jaws and get to washing them clothes or something like that. Okay, we got way sidetracked, but I will say that I do slightly agree with this guy from HitFix, and it's not because, you know, a lot of people may be listening to this podcast right now and saying like, well, you know, F you, Justin, that's stupid, and you're not a true Walking Dead fan. It's not that I didn't like the interactions that we got. So the parts that were in the episode this is me being honest. The parts in the episode were fine with me. The sum of the parts were not fine with me. Does that make sense?
No, I mean, I think I probably agree. There were a lot of really great moments in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Some good lines, some, you know, good interaction, but the idea that suddenly our people are such dumbasses,
yes,
that they would take your strongest fighters, your most dependable warriors, and let's make them all leave the town all at the same friggin' time.
Yeah.
And then they get out there and they're stupid when they're out there. They're loud. They don't pay attention to what's going on around them. I hate when
I know you hate feeling this way.
Well,
this is your baby.
This is my baby. I don't like being manipulated. I don't like my characters being manipulated. You know, I feel very strongly about these people, and I don't feel like these were if they were really alive in the zombie apocalypse, this is not what they would be doing.
Yeah. We saw our group. Okay, let's just think. In season 6, two perfect examples. We saw 3 people take out almost the entire wolves group. Now, granted, our people had guns, but the wolves had the element of surprise on them. They were taking them out left and right before our core group was aware of the situation and then obliterated them.
Mm-hmm.
Second example was just a few episodes back. Our group destroyed an entire compound of saviors.
Mm-hmm.
Myrtleized them.
Yep.
And it is very interesting to me how all of a sudden the saviors get the drop on them in this week's episode. And I do think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're like, okay, we've got to get to this point. And this is one thing. I think I talked about this way back in season 6 when we were recording. It was either just us, or maybe this was a concern of mine going in the back half of season 6 that we talked with the Walking Dead talk through,
mm-hmm,
with Brian and Ruthie.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was worried that they were going to try and burn through too much story to get to Negan so quickly, because it's such a pivotal moment in the show or in the comic book. I mean, it really reinvigorated the comic book. I'm not saying that the comic had gotten stale, but I think it was something that was needed. And in the show, I feel like we've burned through a lot of stuff really quickly. We talked about last in season 5 how they burned through Gareth and the hunters so fast. And that, mm-hmm, was kind of like, man, this could have been really interesting. What if they had something like Prison Break for 8 episodes and they had to break out of Terminus in those 8 episodes? That would have been badass. I love Prison Break. I didn't watch it when it was on the air live.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth Hoffman, who writes for The Walking Dead frequently, was like one of the main writers for Prison Break. So how cool would it have been to have like this whole Prison Break scenario on The Walking Dead last season? And we could have slowly gotten to Negan and everything.
Right.
My other point that I wanted to make, just to be fair,
mm-hmm,
about the whole, because I know a lot of people, including us, we're a little bit annoyed with the fact that our characters were doing some kind of just out of character moments, some stupid moves that they were making in this episode, especially all leaving. But I will say, you know, a lot of people were upset about, you know, how the hell could Dwight get the jump on Daryl? Well, he's gotten the jump on Daryl twice now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's the one that came up behind Daryl and knocked him out with the bat in the first half of season 6. Daryl didn't know what was coming. He just turned around and whop right in the head. So, I mean, this, for all we know, Dwight, he may be this master tracker. He's certainly got away with Negan, or got away from Negan and the Saviors,
right,
previously. Right. Now, he got caught, obviously, and got his face burned off for it. But it's hard to say.
Yeah, we don't know what his
fair that he got the jump on,
right,
on Daryl and them.
We don't know what his skills are.
Yeah.
But I mean, Glenn was most clearly trying to signal, go away. You know, I mean, I got it.
Well,
why
I think it wouldn't have mattered.
Daryl?
It wouldn't have mattered anyway. I think he was. Yeah, I agree. Why couldn't Daryl have gotten it? but I think he was toast at that point anyway. But to that end, how the hell is Dwight's penis not falling off at this point?
Well, we brought that up immediately following the dick bite. When he ran smoothly easily away, he would have been hobbling. I don't know a dude on the face of this earth, even if it didn't hurt him, who wouldn't act like it hurt him. Oh my God, he got my wiener.
I mean, you're gonna play it up big time because you're gonna get the sympathy points with the ladies or the dudes. If you're into the dudes, you're gonna get sympathy points from the dudes as well. And two, you want to play it up because if he didn't get you,
why did he miss you?
Yeah, why'd he miss?
My wiener's so big, he really put some big old teeth marks in my wiener. And then he didn't even bite down very hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He couldn't even get it all in his mouth. I don't know about that. That's an issue in the plot, Scott M. Gimple.
That one bugged me a lot. And I think if I have a feeling that this is a dick biting group. I mean, because obviously they got some moves. I wouldn't get up very close to them.
Well, you did see they put stuff over their mouth this time. They were smarter about it.
You're right.
You're not fooling me again. That one with the ponytail.
Yeah.
He tried to pop wiener off.
God, it's so funny because one of the guys that I work with is one episode behind because he's one of those people like you are.
Yes.
If you can't, you're always like, I have to wait until my girlfriend can watch, so we can watch together. And he's constantly his wife. If his wife isn't watching with him, well, he can't watch it. So anyway,
I understand you. I did that with Game of Thrones. I still have not heard the end of it.
Yeah,
that was a season ago.
I feel for you, but you've got to be a better liar.
I can't lie that much. I mean, it was too epic. It was too epic of endings.
It great endings, but you just go, you just sit there and go, oh shit, and then no one will know.
Exactly, just like those reaction
those reaction videos that are so important and popular on YouTube. But anyway, he was all just blown away today about the Eugene dick biting move. I mean, he was just
that is great to get somebody's reaction after a couple weeks later to see how they react to it and their emotions. It's very nice. I don't think for me. I don't care if we do a top three.
I don't care if we do a top three either, because unfortunately,
Well, I think if you want our top three moments from this week's episode, we're going
to
be posting.
Watch our video.
Yeah. Hey, that's how it's getting to. It's getting to the point where we're like, hey, we're doing a lot of random shit.
Yeah. Exactly.
So we need you to go watch it on other places, so that way we'll get the views and get the subscribers and then make millions of dollars on YouTube, right?
Which is true. Unfortunately, that would have worked so much better if you could listen to this podcast and go immediately and watch it. I'm afraid that's not going to work out that way.
It's true.
Normally it will. In the future, when we say, we don't have a top three because we already did it in a video, then you'll be able to immediately go and watch it. But
not this time, because the podcast will be going up tonight, which is Tuesday, March 29th.
Yeah. So,
but I do have a couple questions to ask you, and then we can get into some listener feedback.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think to see what all we have here from listener feedback. Got a bunch of random stuff. But before we get into it, I'm sorry if we cover what your question was before we get into the feedback portion. And we want you to send us more. Send us more. We love getting your feedback. And especially, I actually really enjoy reading them. Sometimes we don't get to all of them because we just ramble on for way too long.
What are you talking about?
I know.
us so ramble?
So unlike us. We're so organized and exactly. So ready to podcast.
This is
to all
completely
time.
Scripted out.
Yes, I've got point by point, and, and I'm exactly. This is me reading it off the cue card thing. Okay, so first question, and this is in no order. What happens with Carol? What happens with Morgan?
Okay, I'm kind of wondering. Okay, we did last week. Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago that we did the death predictions video?
Oh man, I think it was last week. It was last week because I posted it on Saturday. Or
again, available on our YouTube page, which is Rantpocalypse.
Yes.
On YouTube. Spoiler alert: we killed Daryl off. In it, and now I'm taking him off of that watch.
Yeah,
I don't think he's not going to die now. Now he got shot, so he's not going to die.
I do think that he's safe, and that was that was my other main question anyway. Is what happened to me? There's three main questions, or actually four main questions that come out of this episode. What happens with Carol? What happens with Morgan? What happens with Daryl? And is Maggie having a miscarriage? I mean, those are the four main things, and I think we've kind of covered off on Maggie having a miscarriage.
Yeah.
We yelled and screamed about that enough.
Yeah.
But so there's the three main points, and we can attack these in any way we want.
Okay,
there was a story that about – did you read the CNN article that was an interview with Norman Reedus?
No.
Well, he did an interview. I guess it probably came out either right after the episode or – I don't know how some of these things work because who knows? Maybe this individual saw the episode weeks ago and interviewed Daryl about it. Not really sure, but says this one's an interesting. It says Carol and Morgan, neither of whom believe in killing now, which I don't agree that neither of them believe in killing. Morgan doesn't believe in killing. Carol just doesn't want to kill.
Right.
Obviously,
she doesn't have an issue, like Rick said, when she has to, she does. So.
Yeah, yeah, and sometimes you got to do it,
yeah.
As Rick Grimes says. Says they're both out there. How might they handle discovering Dwight holding four key members of their group hostage? Which, this is the problem, is we don't know where... We know that Carol went east, as the episode title was aptly named.
Because the tire tracks led that direction... Another huge. I'm sorry. I'm so picky right now.
What are you talking about?
Well, because the tire tracks. Rick says, well, her tire tracks point east. Well, tire tracks don't point east on a paved road. So that's how they knew to go east.
Oh, I didn't even see that. That was one I didn't even.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that one. I just.
Normally, I don't, you know, if it comes out of Rick Grimes' mouth, it's
the Bible.
It is the Bible. It's the gospel. So, but yeah, so that was that
Man,
one I
Rick
had a little.
Rick is going to be upset.
I know.
I
know.
He will not be getting apples in bed.
I hope he comes and takes it out on me. now I don't remember what we're talking about. Oh, so yeah, if they were okay, if she headed east. And we assumed, because of what Morgan said, that Dwight and his group was to the west.
Yeah, so they're not going to...
They shouldn't...
They shouldn't run into each other.
Right.
I think the only thing... The only logical explanation of how Carol and Morgan, which I think it would just be Carol, would be a part of Negan's lineup, per se, is if that one guy catches her. Because we know that he's stalking her. So I think some people got confused... And thought that guy was behind Rick and Morgan.
Okay, and no. See, when I looked at him, that's what he looked like to me too.
No, he's following Carol.
Well, I knew he was trying to follow Carol, but I thought he came out of he was hiding in the woods when Rick and Morgan came up, and then. When they started walking off into the field, I thought he came out of the bushes then. I could have that wrong.
No, I mean, maybe everybody else is right and I'm wrong, but the way I interpreted it is that obviously we know he was in front of Rick and Morgan at one point in time because he was there with Carol, and they would have killed him had he still been there at the scene of Carol's brutally murdering those dudes.
But or it, not he really was, he was
it, it wasn't brutally. It was enjoyable.
It was awesome.
I can't say that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
But he was in the bushes, and because when Morgan and Rick got there, dude was still alive, so he wasn't. You know, I mean, they coincided. I mean, it was very, very close.
Yeah.
In timing. Again, it doesn't matter.
Well, I mean, I guess it to me it kind of does in the sense of, I feel like that guy's gonna capture Carol. I feel like he's gonna get the jump on Carol. But Morgan's going to be really close behind and follow them back to Negan's compound, which I have no clue how the hell that dude's going to get there that quick. I mean, unless they said they were 12 and a half clicks from Alexandria. What the hell's a click? Is that miles?
I think you could probably go in a mile. I don't. Good enough. Let's say a mile.
Okay, so they're 12 and a half miles at that point away from Alexandria, and that's when they met up with Carol, which I don't think that Negan's compound's going to be that far away. I don't know how Carol and Morgan are going to factor into this finale. And that was another thing with Daryl in this interview. I was trying to scroll through this to where it was in this interview. Because in this interview, they asked, does this season finale pick up immediately where this episode leaves off? He said, all of the episodes do until we end this season. This is a very weird interview. It's super shocking and it's pretty hardcore. Andy said he was late for work because he read it all night. Josh said he threw the script. Lauren threw up. It's gnarly. But this is the interesting part of it. He says, I was instantly curious. I had ideas what would happen, and it made you feel sick, and it was painful. Now, maybe I'm just reading way too much into it, but when he said, I was instantly curious, that sounds more to me like a person that didn't receive the script because they weren't in the episode.
Right, right.
And that's going to be very tough for the Daryl fan group to not see him in the finale whatsoever, especially if it's a 90-minute long season finale. Would you be upset if they did that? Because we know that is a thing that they're very apt to do right now. They're very much into these cliffhangers right now.
Yeah, we know it's going to be a cliffhanger, obviously, which is going to be kind of annoying. I mean, I understand the reasoning behind it. You want everybody to tune in and be excited when the show starts up in the next season.
Yeah.
It took us a long time to find out that Glenn was underneath the dumpster. I mean, we were like 2 or 3 episodes later.
Mm-hmm. It took a long time. You remember back in season 5, it took a long time to find out what happened to Carol.
Right. So
you know, we thought that that was Carol came back. Nope, it was just Noah by herself.
Right.
And then we never got
an answer
that
was
that part.
Right.
It was just like, oh, all of a sudden Noah's a part of the group. He's hanging out. He's kicking it. So those are some of the editing decisions that baffle me the most about the show. But I don't know. I kind of feel like that he's going to be just a bystander in this next week's episode. That he's, I mean, hell, I get it. People are saying he's not dead, that he got shot in the shoulder. Dude got shot in the shoulder point blank range.
Right.
That's going to just, I mean, I don't know what kind of gun he had. I mean, unless he had, I mean, even a .22.
Right.
That's going to put you down. Right?
Yes. I mean, it could kill you.
Yeah.
But, obviously, we're not going to have a major character, one that people have threatened to riot over, die in the last 30 seconds of the episode. Not even it's in the last 10 seconds. I mean, they're going to give him a better death than that. So, he's not going to die. Now, we may not get a satisfactory conclusion to this season.
Yeah.
But I don't know how they would go for 90 minutes
without showing something.
Without showing. So that would, I think,
and I know I'm really
pissed.
I'm really reading into that comment.
Well,
no
but
doubt
there's,
about it.
You know, that's kind of our job.
That's true. It's our non-paying job.
Exactly.
So another question to me of what happens with Daryl is not only will he live, but how does Dwight and Daryl, how does their relationship, and I use that term relationship loosely, but how does it progress from this point? Because one, they've got it out for each other. To me, this is like the grudge match of the century at this point, because I don't know why Dwight didn't just kill him flat out. Like,
right.
It's very interesting to me that he didn't just kill him flat out. And then two, how much is Daryl going to blame himself for everything that happens, that's not only has happened, but is going to happen in next week's episode? Because all roads lead back to Daryl letting Dwight go.
Well, okay. You know, all roads lead back to that. I wouldn't. Would you go that far back in feeling guilty? I mean, he was trying to do a nice thing, you know? At that point, I don't blame him.
No, it's not that it's not, I'm not putting on him. It's just kind of like the whole Aaron situation.
Right.
You know, Aaron kept blaming himself for the Wolves incident, but.
Well, to me.
Really blame him.
Okay,
for that.
So. Do we blame Rosita because she told Daryl not to run after them at the train tracks?
Rosita in this episode too is a little bit of a conundrum. She's spurned. Is that right? She's spurned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I get why she's
Rosita
making...
might go.
Yeah, I wrote down somewhere around here. I've got like so many random notes everywhere.
I feel like we will lose two major characters. That's my feeling.
You do. You feel like we're going to lose two of them.
Yes. It's just, I'm not sure. I think there unfortunately is a distinct possibility that your favorite character may go.
I'm feeling more and more that way at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I think about the characters that are there, well, I have to feel safe with Michonne. I just do. I just can't see them killing off Michonne. That one doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever, because then it's just like, all right, this is getting...
You guys hate Rick Grimes.
Well, and it's getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we killed Lori off. We killed Jesse off. Now we'll kill Michonne off.
Right.
Was there anybody else?
No.
Okay, that was just...
Even though I read something on the internet that all he's worried about is getting with the ladies and eating. Not in that those two have anything to do with each other. sorry, God. I just wanted to make sure that you understood that that's not where they were going.
Good
but I'm
God.
Just like... I'm just like, oh my God, he went for a long time not getting any lovin'. He can't.
What's with the eating though? So you talking about because he said this is how we eat.
I mean, I'm like, what are you talking about? Everybody likes three meals a day.
Yeah, I certainly do.
So I was like, what a dumbass thing to say. But again, that was just people on the internet.
Oh, the internet.
I will let you know that I refrained. I did not jump on them.
Well, there you go.
So I thought I was being a big girl. So I'm with you. I don't think Michonne is going to go. I think there is a possibility that, you know, I think that it could be Morgan because of, you know, the touchy feely thing that we had with Rick and Morgan. And I mean, you know, they like us to hurt. So yes. They usually, you know, give us some touching scenes prior to somebody's death. So
I mean, if they listen to the fans, though, everybody seems to hate Morgan.
Yes, but even if we hate somebody, we still seem to cry about it when they die.
Yeah, but they've got to have that one episode, though.
Where that's true.
Light that shines on them is like full of rainbows and Reese's pieces coming out their ass or something.
That's true.
And I don't see that happening in next week's episode for Morgan's death episode. Maybe it does. I mean, maybe he completely saves Carol and in the process gets kidnapped by, you know, he gets captured by Negan and the group, but he gets Carol out of there before that happens. And then, of course, and then we see him die in that episode. I don't know. Glenn at this point is the only one that makes the most logical sense to just destroy everybody.
Right.
Which really sucks. And that's, I think this is another part of why I feel like I wish they would have kept Negan a little bit more secretive. And I apologize for anybody listening to this podcast that doesn't ever read the internet at all or doesn't see like the teasers or doesn't watch The Talking Dead, which I know those people exist because The Talking Dead only gets like, let's just say 2.1 million people that view it live. Right. Where The Walking Dead will have, let's just say, 12.5 million people. Right. So
obviously there's some people that don't see these spoilers.
Yeah, that don't see all this thing or this stuff, and they don't see. Did I just really do that?
What did you do?
I said things and then I said stuff.
Said stuff. Yeah. The stuff.
I wasn't mm-hmm. trying to do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like that was kind of a mistake. Because it's taken away from it, and just like, okay, this episode, the only thing that really you really want to talk about is next week's episode, and I don't know. That's maybe because I didn't know some things that were gonna. I've tried to stay as blind as possible to stuff that happens on Game of Thrones, but the moments there, the big ones that, you know, especially the one that happened last season, I'm not gonna ruin it for anybody, but I mean, it hurt. I mean, I wanted to cry for a week.
I still want to cry about that.
Yeah.
I keep meaning to ask you about that. Are we really done? Are we done?
I don't know if we're done. I don't think that we are. But maybe I'm completely idiotic because maybe it wasn't secretive at all. And maybe if I paid more attention for Game of Thrones, I bask in its glory when it comes on. Like I don't try to read a lot of interviews. I don't read a lot of, honestly, don't even read a lot of reviews for it the episode. But with The Walking Dead, I read everything about
it. We don't do a podcast for Game of Thrones. I mean, sometimes we'll throw that into one of our other podcasts where we discuss the episode, but we try to analyze The Walking Dead as much as we possibly can. So obviously we're going to run across some spoilers. I feel like everyone that is a Walking Dead fan at this point has to have heard who in the comics will die in the comics.
Well, don't say it.
I'm not going to say. Yeah. I'm just saying. And so, unfortunately, you know, we heard the same thing. You read it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've heard it. We've discussed it episodes and episodes and episodes before. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of a bummer that we've got this, like, this spotlight on, okay, this is, you know.
Yeah, it's countdown to the finale.
Right, and you've got Negan, he's coming, so you know what's going to happen when Negan gets here.
Yeah, I guess that's, and I think maybe that's impacted the way I view the last two episodes, as in the sense of they just haven't been as good for me. But maybe that's just because I feel like everything definitely was geared towards this,
right?
This meeting. And
I think if you didn't know that,
yeah, which I'm still very excited for it because the character of Negan is a very interesting character. He's I think he's going to be really, really good on the show. Not just because Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I like him as an actor, but I think if they get Negan right, he is going to be the perfect thing that The Walking Dead needs on the show. Because I do agree that I think that we need
a bad guy.
Singular bad guy, the right. singular villain right. on the show.
Not a gang of wolves or saviors or hunters or whatever. We just need the bad guy.
Yes.
The governor.
Yes.
And the governor was never actually as bad as,
no.
as he could have been. No. And I think Negan makes the governor look like a choir boy.
For sure. He definitely does in the comic books. Well, in a way, in a sense. And I don't want to get into too much of that right now because it's definitely spoilers, but in a sense he does. In some ways, the governor is the worst person that they've ever encountered in the comic books, in some aspects. So that wasn't really portrayed in the TV show, though. I will say that. That's
right.
That side of the governor didn't really get portrayed in the TV show. Well, I'm trying to think. Oh, did I have any other points on this? Oh, the You're Gonna Be All Right. Do you think that was actually directed at Daryl? Or some redirection?
That could have very well been to Rosita.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna be all right. I mean, you're a chick. You're hot. We keep the hot chicks.
Yeah, we definitely keep the hot chicks.
So, you know, I mean, yeah.
And I noticed you're down to Ginger. So
exactly.
Even though I haven't, I don't know if the guys in the Saviors are they very good looking. I don't know.
That I've noticed.
Hero is probably the
dude that was laying on the ground that was dying. He was hot.
He's probably
sad to see him go. I'm like, don't kill him, don't kill him.
Yeah.
Let's try to make him come to our side.
Yeah, come on over here, hero. Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't know about Rosita. I'm not really worried about Rosita dying at this point. I just don't feel like they've done enough with her character for it to really impact the fans. But then again, that could be a reason. I know we talked about it recently that maybe they're a little bit hesitant to kill off some of their beloved characters because they've gotten too much swayed by the ratings and whatnot.
Yeah.
To kind of trim out some characters because, you know, I'm sitting back and I'm watching the episode and I'm thinking to myself, where the hell is Aaron? You know, where's Jesus? Where's Carl for that matter? I mean, he was in the episode and that was another thing I was going to ask you about was that gun that he found. Is that Negan's gun? Or do you think that the people worship Negan so much that they etch his bat into their guns?
They etch his bat into their guns.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And I mean, I did the story sync during the episode. They said the Savior's pistol, you know, so it was.
And that story sync's trying to take our jobs away.
Exactly. That's what I'm like.
They took our gerbs.
Dude. We would have speculated the shit out of that.
Why you gotta ruin it for us, Story Sync?
Why did you do that?
Damn, people think we're smart and shit.
So yeah, I mean, because I was all excited when I saw that. I was like, oh my God. Because you remember how long we speculated for something that was engraved on the bottom.
Oh
like,
God, that one gun?
One gun, yeah.
So, it turned out to be nothing, right?
I don't remember it ever being anything.
I mean, it was the gun that
was buried outside of that. Well, he didn't bury it.
Yeah. Well, what's his face got it for a little bit, right? Little shit, Ron.
Oh, did he have it? I remember. I think was it a W that we saw on it?
Yeah, it was a W on it,
or an M. It could have been Mom's gun. We never, you know, could. Tell
Mom's gun. Yeah, that is all right. Damn it, Walking Dead, why you gotta back to that? Why you gotta etch the thing in the gun again? It better mean something this time.
We best
get like a line where Negan meets Carl or something. He's like, you got my gun, boy.
Give me my gun, son.
Yeah, something like that. I need that because if we're just getting a stupid thing etched on the gun.
An Easter egg?
Yeah, which, no.
I mean, because that would be an Easter egg
for
anybody that does not know that, you know, Negan carries a bat.
Mm.
That was Lucille.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I'm jaded because I know. It was,
you have the internet, so
yeah, it was a, I mean, it was, yes, it's true. I'm a millennial and I have the internet.
Exactly.
So I'm the worst of the worst, apparently.
It would be horrible writing for a show. Especially one that, you know, with the source material out there, even though you don't necessarily have to go completely by it. Obviously, yeah. We've seen, you know, characters be morphed into each other and, you know, switched around a little bit. But knowing that all people have to do is Google it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So. But I mean, again, though, that you can have, the way I see a lot of this stuff is you have these very interesting characters. Now, I have no clue. Like, maybe Robert Kirkman could be a tyrant for all we know, and it's behind the scenes, and it's like, you do this, or I fire you. You remember that one guy? Well, he's not around anymore.
Remember how I killed him off way before? Yeah. Remember Andrea and how she's still alive in the comic books, but she's dead on the show?
Remember how Dale got laid with hot young chicks? Yeah. Remember how Tyrese hooked up with Carol?
Didn't happen on the show.
Yeah.
Because they were dicks.
Yeah, Tyrese, so. You can carry the baby around. How you like me now, bitch?
So I was reading, and I hadn't read this before, that, you know, because there was some stupid article out there that, you know, Andrew Lincoln, you've read this article before, but this was redone again. You know, it wants to be off the show.
Just
and so
love getting those clicks.
Yeah. Which is just, you know, and eventually in the article they say, oh, but you know, his publicist said that this is bullshit. And I'm like, I think it was all of us that said that this is bullshit.
Yeah. I think it was bullshit 3 seasons ago when it was it's the exact same copy in that article. I'm like, oh my God. Inquisitor. Fuck you.
And it was the Inquisitor. Oh, my God. But, and I don't, oh, yeah, it did reference the fact that it said something in there about that Robert Kirkman had said at one point that he was going to kill off Rick in episode 6 or in issue 6
in
of
issue
the comic
six,
book
yeah.
and make Carl be raised by Negan.
No, Shane.
Well, in this article, it said by Negan.
Oh, you sure? Because it said by the...
I just read this fucking thing.
Well, maybe that was just a concept because, I mean,
I mean, it's the Inquisitor. Why do you think they would... they'd have something that was...
Well, I was thinking by issue 6 because that was... I mean, obviously, Shane was still around. And yes, there was something going on between Shane and Laurie in the comic books early on. It was just the fact that Shane... He didn't last that long in the comic books. He was a very, when you really think about it, how many episodes he was on the TV show, he was a very brief character on the comic books. He was still, you know, somewhat impactful character, but.
That was the plan in the TV show as well, but he was just so amazing, because obviously he's an amazing actor, that they were like, let's expand this character.
Yeah, which is a good thing, and that's what I like to see on the TV show, is you can take these characters down different paths, which they do, and I enjoy when they take them down different paths. I'm not one of those people that read the comic book and
I'm a purist.
Verbatim.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I don't.
This is not
care.
How it happened.
If it's worse, then it sucks. Yes, and I may bitch about it. I'm like, well, they did this better in the comic books. And, you know, you hate being one of those type of people because that's certainly, we keep bringing up
but
Game of Thrones.
You
there's
have
certainly
done
those
that.
Type of people. No, I certainly have.
Already in this podcast,
no,
you have done that.
I don't remember if I honestly, I don't remember the lead up into issue 100 in the comic books. I don't remember.
Teasing. Don't get your panties in a wad.
Hey, I got my thongs on. I mean, I was going to say something about something, but I forgot it already. So I think I'll just read some of these listener comments and feedback. So,
which we would have had more had we actually posted our our Instacast on our Facebook page. That would have been that's usually when those are the ones we read.
Yeah. Yeah. If anybody wasn't aware, we're very bad about promoting our stuff. So if you could promote it for us on social media, if you somehow like us and you're like, man, I really like these people. They're crazy. They're weird. They make me feel better about myself.
Yes.
Then share it with people. We would love for you to do that. People on Twitter have been doing a really great job about that.
Yes. Let me say thank you to Brenda, who posted all of the Daredevil videos on her Facebook page today. She shared all of them. Brenda. So thank you, Brenda. You're the bomb, baby.
Yes, that is awesome of you, Brenda. You know, I'm not going to say that we're working. You know, this isn't something that we do as a career, obviously, but we love it very much. And I think both of us would love to do this full time. I mean, we would love to cover TV shows and to cover movies and comic books and just everything to do with the things that we love.
Right.
But obviously very time consuming. And yeah, those Daredevil videos, not indicative of the quality. I think that they're decent, but it took a lot of my time because I'm very slow at putting together videos and stuff right now. Because
the fact that you do have to watch the show, and then you and Hank have to get together and record the video before you put it all together. So stop ripping yourself.
Well, I'm just trying to let people know. I don't know what I'm trying to let people know.
I don't know
either. Go check them out. That's what I'm trying to say. Feel free to share any of our stuff on social media. That's the only way really that...
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, sharing is caring. That's the only way people are going to find our content is via that, because it's not like we don't pay for promotional stuff. So, all right, enough of my rambling on about all of our crap.
Yeah, and how bad you'd suck and everything.
So. Yeah, exactly.
God.
You just suck. Well, one of these days, we'll do like when Keeping It Real goes wrong or something, podcast episode, and we'll just talk about how weird of people we are.
Okay.
Okay, Brad said, I think the dude at the barnyard looking for his horse could be a tease for the kingdom. Armor and a horse, just saying. So... I'm going to leave that out there for the comic book readers. You'll gather that and everything. But I will agree with you, Brad, that I think that might be another Easter egg for stuff that's to come in the show next season. Brenda says, for Dwight's face to have been healed after getting ironed by Negan, how much time would have had to have passed? I would have thought 6 months or so.
Yeah.
Now we don't know if that's what happened, but we know that Negan's the leader. We know that his face is burned. You put two and two together, and
yes,
you know, you come to the conclusion
he tried to leave.
Yes.
Negan chops off fingers of people that lie or steal or whatever. So, you know, burning the face of the dude that burnt a bunch of your stuff seems appropriate.
It does. It does seem appropriate.
I mean, in Negan's world, not in mine.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes maybe I think that might be the appropriate action sometimes. All right. So I'm going through some more. And let me see. Sue Ellen said, number one, shoulder wound for Daryl. Number two, dumbass Rick's groups were outmaneuvered again by having a gab fest and or not paying attention.
You're right.
You're right, Sue Ellen. Mm-hmm. Number three, Road Warrior Carol was kick-ass great. She put the others to shame, shame, shame. Please do not kill her off. I love the comparison. Not only with the car, it was total Road Warrior. the car was definitely out of Mad Max. Yes.
And I will say in the top three that I actually took the time to write down, I'm kidding, that was the only thing the only positive that I had was Carol. I mean, yes. It was. She was amazing once again. I mean, for a girl, for a woman, she's pretty badass.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill you. Don't Paul Feig me right now. Paul Feig. Do not get me started on his ass.
All right, okay.
Freaking hate that dude.
He's the director of Ghostbusters.
Oh my God, don't get me started.
And some other stuff, and he was on The Talking Dead.
Yeah, he's on The Talking Dead.
He seems like a nice guy, but Justin said that he's very
slap him.
Kind of a misogynistic.
Well, that's now you're gonna get me in trouble. Yes. I don't think he's misogynistic.
Not misogynistic.
I don't think he's misogynistic, but I do not get the world's infatuation that basically says that he creates these movies that empower women.
That have strong female characters when basically all he did was just switch it from a guy character to a female character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
that doesn't make you a great female character. That just makes you have a vagina.
I don't get it at all. And I'm not alone on that with the Ghostbusters for sure, because good God, just go on the internet. It's probably got 2 million thumbs down and maybe 25,000 thumbs up for the first trailer that came out.
Just write something for women.
Write something for women? Me?
Yes. No, him or anybody. But don't just, you know, I mean, it's I'm not a fan of just switching characters out.
No.
There's so many things in Hollywood that there's so many people there that are creative. Be creative. Don't just be watching a rerun and go, shit, let's make that, but with the opposite sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I think a nice example, even though I haven't read it, but I'm very interested in it, and I know at some point down the road we are going to be taking a look into it, is Why the Last Man. And in that comic book, it's, you know, literally this guy is the last man on Earth, and it's only females that basically they rule everything. And to me, that's interesting. That sounds cool. Now, I don't know how the characters act in that or anything like that, but it's interesting. A Ghostbusters movie that is basically beat for beat the exact same damn movie, but with just chicks in it.
Or if you would have just switched it all up to all black dudes and one white dude. That would have been stupid too.
Yeah, I don't. You know? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like there should have been. Why can't they team up? Like, why can't dudes and women team up? I mean, that's what's so great about The Walking Dead, and I feel like that's why The Walking Dead is definitely, if we want to go down that route, a more progressive show, where the women are just as badass as the men, and the men look to the women to save them and to help them out, and right. You know, we have interracial relationships, and I mean it's got everything. It's perfect.
I
look at that as where you see characters, especially like Carol, like Sasha, like Michonne. Those are strong female characters, if you want to say that stupid word. Even though I used it earlier in the episode, and I apologize. I hate that freaking word. I get it now that maybe there's no better way to explain it, but the better way to explain it is they're strong characters.
Yes.
They're not strong female. They're not strong male. Right. They're just strong characters.
Characters, exactly.
So, yeah, God.
Because you're...
Paul Feig.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. I don't even know where we were going before you got me down that road.
I have no idea either. I think you were reading somebody's comment, and you were reading Sue Ellen's stuff, I think.
Oh, well, we're moving on to, because we finished Sue Ellen's. Thank you for the comment, Sue Ellen. Tammy says, well, wow, so much to be resolved, so nerve-wracking. Whatever our collective gripes about the show are, they've done a masterful job outwitting our ability to track what's going to happen and to whom.
That's, you are so right.
Yeah. That's very true. I mean, I did not see that coming with Daryl. I did not see that coming with Carol. I did think that she was going to leave, you know, because that was talked about in episode 14 at the very end of the episode. But I certainly didn't anticipate her running into somebody right off the bat. It's unfortunate for her because this shit's just following her everywhere. She cannot escape it, which we know as the viewers of this show that it's inescapable at this point. And that's why, you know, I know that we've complained about how the hell could there still be weak characters? You know, and that's a big complaint about The Walking Dead. You know, we come into groups like Alexandria and they're like playing fiddlesticks and the zombie apocalypse is going on outside of the walls. And it's like, how the hell did these people not get super strong? Well, a lot of the times they didn't, and especially in the Hilltop as well. Well, you have these people that are strong for you,
right,
to take care of you. Now, eventually, sometimes your group that you think is strong is going to run to a stronger group in the sense of the Hilltop. and you're going to get taken out or your shit's going to get taken. So, I mean, that's why there's still weak characters, and they'll continue to be weaker characters on the show until the end of time. I mean, obviously there's going to be people that, even though they're weak, they can still take care of themselves in some capacity. You know, Eugene stayed alive as long as he did, but he also had Abraham and Rosita to keep him alive.
Father Gabriel.
Yeah, he was alone. So he's the best example.
Yeah, exactly. And the reason I brought him up, because I was just thinking about the trailer that we saw for the finale, and, you know, and he seems to really be stepping up once again. I mean, he's all badass holding his gun, and, you know, you go on, I'm gonna protect baby Judith. Okay about me having baby Judith? Are you gonna be that stupid, Rick, and leave her with me?
Nah, it's not stupid anymore.
Not anymore.
Morgan's a straight up badass.
Not Morgan, Father Gabriel.
God, Father Gabriel. Sorry. Yeah. Father Gabriel's a badass and I love it.
Me too.
I'm loving that. He was great in that little teaser. Morgan's a badass too. They're both badasses now, just in different ways. Let's see, what did she say? Tammy said, I'm ready for this finale to be over. I'm scared, LOL. As to episode, no clue of what's going on with Maggie's baby. Don't believe Carol's hit and no idea where she is. Morgan, she says, messed up character, captured group is in danger of quick death. So I don't know if Morgan's a messed up character. I'm not sure about that, Tammy. You may have to fill me in on that one, but it's just Morgan with a bunch of question marks and then messed up character, comma, captured group is in danger of quick death. I don't know. I can't comment on that because I don't know if she's saying Morgan's a messed up character.
I think she's saying Morgan is a messed up character because it seems like I remember reading some of Tammy's stuff before and that she's not a Morgan fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't
remember. I don't know either.
I can't comment on it.
But I do agree. I don't think Carol was hit either, even though, you know, they tried to psych us out with the it looked like that walker that was coming or walking away from us. Can't remember, looked like her. And it actually had been a woman that was her stunt double.
Yeah.
Which I thought, oh, that's pretty clever. But I didn't feel like she was hit. Did you feel like she was hit in that fight?
I don't know.
That's not an answer.
Well, at first I felt like she did, but then I'm thinking, okay, now Daryl and Carol are hit. I'm getting way into too much into my head at this point because I'm like, okay, if Daryl's hit, then Carol can't be hit as well because they wouldn't do that to two characters.
Maybe they would. Maybe they're going to run into each other in the infirmary at Negan's compound.
Could be. That, and I'm glad you brought that up because now I remember why I don't think that guy is behind Rick and Morgan, because he comes up to Carol's little, is it the rosary thing?
Yes.
And finds it on the ground. And I don't think that they would have showed that had he been behind Morgan and Rick.
Because?
Well, just because I don't think that they've caught up to wherever Carol's at. Like in the timeline point of view, Carol leaves the car scene.
Mm-hmm.
Guy wakes up, leaves the car scene. Mm-hmm. Rick and Morgan come up after guy leaves. So he's ahead of them. He would have had to have stuck back and watched them keep going in front of him, which could have happened, could have very well happened, or Carol's in a different part, because it is kind of weird. Carol would have heard Rick shoot the gun. And, I mean, I get that we didn't get to see after that. You know, it was more or less that Morgan and Rick had the conversation, Michonne ate your protein bar, and Morgan said, go back. And then that's where we left off. And all of a sudden, Rick was back at Alexandria all of a sudden. So I don't know. I still think that he is behind Carol. And I think he's about to get the jump on Carol. And Morgan's going to come up. And he's going to whop, whop, knock that dude out. And he's going to have to kill his ass.
I hope that's what happens.
Because it's all a circle. And Morgan's he's going to revert back to clear Morgan.
Right.
man, I just want Morgan on the show. I know everybody doesn't like him.
No,
it's not that.
I don't think it's that people hate him. It's just if you're in a voting, you know, and you've got to vote somebody off.
Democracy.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got to vote somebody that, you know, we know somebody's going to die.
Yeah, somebody's got to go.
So, you know, we're going to vote the dude that pisses us off right now. You know, he's a strong character, but, you know, you can't, in the zombie apocalypse, life isn't precious.
He's such a badass, though.
He is a badass. Yes. Or he seems to be, anyway.
No, he's a badass. You hold your tongue.
Okay. How is he in your, on whose level?
On whose level? He's on the highest level.
How is he on the highest level? Do you think he's in a badass in, could he equal Carol? No.
No doubt about it that he
could. Michonne? Bullshit.
There's no doubt about it that in my estimation on The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. there is group A, and then there's group B, and then C, and D, and then you're dead, basically. Actually, past C, you're probably going to die at some point.
Okay.
And in group A, you have Rick, Michonne, Abraham, Carol.
Okay, I was going to say, you better put Carol on.
Oh, of course I'm going to put Carol on. I remembered Carol. I'm trying to remember the other people. Carol, Daryl, Morgan, and Sasha. I'm going to put Sasha in there because we've seen Sasha do some brutal, brutal shit mm-hmm. on the show when we were back killing the Terminus folks. So I'm going to throw, that's my seven. That's my top seven on the show right now. And to me, Morgan can hold his own with any of them. Now, granted, Morgan would probably get killed easier because he doesn't have a gun most of the time, even though Rick, that's the thing, Rick gave him that gun. And I think he's going to have to use it. And that's, there wouldn't have been that moment.
No, there wouldn't have been that moment. I mean, because why would he be carrying it around?
Yeah, he's going to have to use that gun. He's going to have to break his code that
things
all life is precious.
Right. It wouldn't be in a circle if Rick didn't, you know, I mean, if Rick handed him the gun and he didn't use it, then life wouldn't be in a circle and he would be wrong. Yeah. I think Carl is just as big of a badass as Morgan is. And you did not include Carl.
You can put Carl in the A group. You can put in. He can be number eight.
Okay.
Carl's he's still one eye in things. Give him another couple of months.
He was doing his, you know, physical therapy with the ball, and he was catching it pretty well. And
he was.
You know,
he was. He was catching it pretty well, and you know, he's growing that nasty beard fuzz that he's got going on in his latest pictures. Kid, if I could sit Chandler Riggs down and say, kid, no. We all do it. We all go through this phase where we grow facial hair out because we can, not because we should.
Would you also please have that conversation with Steven Yeun?
I think Steven Yeun's is more of a joke, though, right?
I don't know.
Sometimes he's got.
How do you feel like it's a joke?
He just has the Hitler basically sometimes. And sometimes he has the, but no, sometimes he has the whole thing. Like he's got the little bit of the mustache, and then he's got a little chin fuzz going on too. And that's okay. That's okay.
I hate all of it.
No, it's just when he has the Hitler. And I don't know any other way to call that. I don't know what that's called. You know, when it's like that. Michael Jordan had it back in the day at one point as well. And it looked really, really weird on him. It's like, whoa, Michael Jordan, have you not read the history books? Do you not know that that's not the ideal mustache to have?
Shave that sucker off.
Yeah, exactly. You just can't get away with that. I don't know any human being that looks good with that mustache. It just does not look good. Not only for the historical purposes, but just...
Well, to me, you know, for Steven, he looks like, because you think it's a shadow is my problem. And then you get up close and you realize it's not. He's trying to grow a mustache.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Some
who's
people
to hate
are,
on the people,
some people
that, you know,
are some people are not meant for facial hair, that they're just, they can't grow facial hair. And there's nothing wrong with that. You've got, like you mentioned earlier, he's got beautiful skin.
He does.
Let's just see your beautiful skin.
Yes, let it come out.
Let it shine.
Yes, let that beautiful skin shine. Man, this is a podcast, people.
I don't know. Sometimes our issue is because some of the other stuff that we're doing right now is very much structured. And I don't feel like I get to really have, you know, just free flowing, thoughts with you about the show. So, and that's
definitely
what this
free
is.
Flowing.
This is what this is turning out to be. But I'd say for the most part, this is one that you can probably have playing loudly. We have not really used the F-bombs.
What? I used it right off the bat in
the beginning
of the episode. Yeah, I did.
And you were mad. That's right.
I think this is the podcast episode that you just, you know, you start.
Right.
And you listen to it while you're getting ready for work.
Right.
And then you just go take a shower and it just kind of gets tuned out for a little bit. And then you may come back to it while you brush your teeth. It's still playing. You don't know what the hell they said.
I miss anything good? No. The answer now is no, you didn't.
No, you did
not.
Don't
worry about it. You do not have to rewind.
No, exactly.
At all.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get to work and you may have had to pause it or something on the way to work. And then you get to work and you sit down and then you hit play again, and then your boss comes in. And he's like, "Hey, I need you to come in here. You just leave it going. You don't have to pause
it's
it.
It's okay.
Come back.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's not a big deal for this one. So
most of the points that we have made, we have talked about them for so long that we'll still be talking about it when you come back. So it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This episode, by the way, was directed by Michael E. Strazimus.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
I had to get that out there. I know they even said his name on the freaking Talking Dead, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
He butchered it too.
Yeah,
he gets paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, millions.
So, or at least
I hope he's good.
I hope he does. That dude works his ass off.
He does. He does, and he's going to be doing Fear, the Talking Dead, which is going to be. Man. Awesome. But, you know, okay, so we've got, let's just say on average 12 million people that do watch the Walking Dead, and you said like 2 million that watch The Talking Dead. Well, if you've got like 2 million that watch Fear the Walking Dead, okay, I was being ugly.
Is it Fear the Walking Dead Talking Dead?
No, I'm...
How are they going to do that? Because it's just The Talking Dead, and now is it going to be Fear the Talking Dead?
I don't know if it's just going to be Talking Dead. I was making a point about not as many people watch Fear.
I got you. Terrible joke. Yeah, I know.
Thanks for throwing me out there and just leaving me hanging.
Hey, sometimes you got to let the other person out to dry.
I appreciate that.
And the story was by Scott M. Gimple and Channing Powell. The teleplay was by Channing Powell. That's a little interesting. We've never seen that before.
The teleplay?
Yeah, that doesn't. That's.
I don't know what that means.
That's something new on The Walking Dead, and
somebody just got a raise.
Not
in money.
I feel like that usually means somebody screwed up. Somebody had to go rewrite this, but it's the same person, Channing Powell. So basically, the screenplay by Channing Powell, the story by Scott M. Gimple and Channing Powell. It had 12.38 million, which was the lowest of the season. Even though I don't think that last week's episode, Twice as Far, was all that great, I don't think that it would have caused this. It was Easter Sunday, and NCAA basketball was going on on Sunday night, so I get that. And then Mo had something that she just actually sent in to us as we were speaking. She said, thought you might find this interesting. I was surfing channels and stopped on my TV syndicated Walking Dead episode 315, This Sorrowful Life. Just as Murrow was telling Michonne that he had killed 16 men so far, added another generous 6 during the governor meetup, and he killed about 22. Think Carol hit around 27 this week. Makes you pause.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's a bigger badass than Merle.
I would say so. I mean, Carol's the number one badass on the show.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I knew that's what you were looking for.
That's what I was looking for.
Rick's the number one.
Just number one.
Okay. All right. There you go. Well, you can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can tweet or Facebook us. It's The Walking Naked. We would love it if you went and subscribed to our new YouTube channel. As of right now, it's Daredevil and Walking Dead content. There's going to be a whole lot more content to come. We're going to still be doing Walking Dead stuff throughout the hiatus for the show, so definitely stick around there. We're going to make sure we put that at the beginning of the instant cast next week, because that way people will hear it.
It's Rant-pocalypse, which yes. You did not say.
Rant-pocalypse. No, I meant the whole, we'll be doing stuff.
I know, but you just didn't say, you know, I'm really bad about it. I'd love for you to go subscribe to our YouTube channel, our new YouTube channel, and then you didn't say what it was. So
it's mysterious.
It is.
You just search through billions of YouTube channels. Yeah.
But yes, we're going to try to go back and do some of our famous theatrical comic book readings.
Yes.
Which, back by popular demand.
Yes. And we'll be keeping up with the news and stuff. So,
yes.
Which there'll be lots and lots of news during the break. There's going to be lots and lots of discussions probably afterwards of what the heck's going to happen after next week's finale. It's going to be, I think it's going to be insane.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like that they've been looking forward to this for a while. I think that they're going to pull out all the stops for the finale, that it's going to blow our minds, that it's going to have everybody talking on the internet about the show, that it's just going to be huge. What do you think, viewer-wise? Because we haven't done this in a while, and they haven't gotten back up to their crazy numbers in a while. I mean, the mid-season episode 8 only had basically 14 million, and the premiere had 14.6.
I have my answer, 17.2.
Ooh, wow. I'm going to go a little bit more conservative, since we haven't even hit 15 this season.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still going to go above 15. I'm going to do 15.3.
Okay, 15.3. If you will listen back to previous times that we have done these, I almost always go with 17.2.
You do. I think that was... it's all a circle,
and it has won for me a couple of times. So I mean,
it did. Well, I think AMC would be very pleased if you won this week.
I hope I do.
Yeah,
for their sake.
Yes, I hope so as well. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back on Sunday night to do our instant thoughts.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, it may be a very rough one to do. And we shall see. I know we'll. We'll at least be on here. We may just be like, durr.
I know. I mean, that plan is for us to do it, but I have a feeling we're gonna be not cool.
Yeah, we're gonna be a wreck for sure. I wish I could remember back to whenever Herschel died, how we felt after that episode.
We didn't do the instant.
Yeah, we didn't do the instants then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that makes a huge difference. Knowing I've got to podcast when I'm boohooing.
This is what I want from you. For the instant cast this week, I don't want you to take any notes.
Okay.
I don't want you to read StorySync or whatever the hell you do with StorySync.
Okay.
You can tweet
just
if you want.
Just watch the show. And
I just want you to
just
watch
two
the
things
show.
Instead of four or five.
Yes. And I want you to just bask in its...
Okay.
Horribleness of how it's going to wreck us.
I do, because we do the instant cast, I don't enjoy the show as much in my first viewing.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to do research. It's for the show. I do it for the show.
Nobody wants to hear you complain.
Shut up.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Just do that.
I can do that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're done now.
Okay.
We want to hear your thoughts. So send them to us.
Yes, please do.
And we will be back for our instant cast on Sunday. And go check out our top three moments from this week's episode. It will be up on our YouTube channel later this week.
All right.
We love you.
Very much. Bye-bye. And we'll booze it all up together on Sunday.
We will. Sunday will be booze night.
Yep.
For sure. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.